Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're really glad you're with us today. Today we are talking about, what are we talking about, Danielle?
Couples.
Couples.
It's always fun.
It's always fun, and it really is a really interesting way to look at how we're defining or connecting to others in our lives as well as to ourselves. So when we think about being in a relationship, you have to start with being in a relationship with yourself so you could be in a relationship with another. And I don't care if that other is your dog or your friend or a partner or a community or work. We live in connection with others. And how do we do that? And I'm a trained systemic therapist, which means that I look at how we connect interactively. So it's not a one-way street. I can said something to my partner, and then what do they say in response to me, and how do I react to it? We're always looking at the interactions. All right, so you're listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry, and we are so glad you are listening on KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial, where the shows are archived, so you can listen to a bunch of the old ones. You could also listen on our YouTube channel, where we have them as videos with the words that are still going to be put on there so that you could actually read along closed caption if you want, which is pretty cool. I don't think we got those yet, but we're getting there. And we're really excited to think about what we can create together. So, anyways, really glad you're here. You're with Dr. Scott Terry, and you're with great Danielle.
Hello. So wonderful to be here. And you know, if you guys do ever have any questions or want any comments, want to make any comments, have any suggestions about the show, please reach out to Dr. Scott Terry. You can reach him at scott@ardentcenter.com. That is S-C-O-T-T at A-R-D-E-N-T. CENTER.com, scott@ardentcenter.com.
Absolutely. And the YouTube channel is Ardent Counseling Center on YouTube.
Yes.
All right. So we're also letting people know about an event that's going on if people are so interested. And even if you're listening to this after this event has happened, you might want to connect up with this group if that's something that sounds interesting to you. The group is regarding suicide prevention, but it's so much more than that. It's really looking at a new way of how we're connecting to ourselves and the others in this great community to make a difference. And the group is called Hope for Life, which is a division of the Fairfield Mental Health Alliance. And Hope for Life is doing a performance concert, a huge concert at the Sondheim Convention Center, a big concert here in Fairfield, on May 21st. What's the website if people are interested?
If people are interested, they can go to hopeforlifeevents.org. Again, that website is hopeforlifeevents.org. It's the word for, not the number for. But please feel free to check it out if you are interested.
Yeah. And, you know, if that's something that works for you. But we always talk about finding ways to connect to yourself and then connect to others. And in the last show, we were also talking about that sense of balance of how do I really connect with others. You know, maybe volunteering, maybe really giving to somebody else and finding a way to be balanced within myself. Something good we could remind ourselves every week of how do we create that balance between two extremes, let's say being narcissistic, where it's all about me, 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 or it's all about codependency or caretaking of others. It's all about the other. It's, you know, who am I is defined by other. And it's really about creating that balance between those worlds. And when we talk about relationships, we always talk about three people are in the room. You, the other person, and who you are together. We, in quotes around we.
So it's the you, the me, and the us.
Much better way to say it. And so it's like finding a way to create that in our daily lives over and over again.
While also not getting lost in one of those things. You know, you get people that either they get lost in themselves, so as you were kind of mentioning, that being the narcissist, or you get lost in the other person, the codependency, or even maybe sometimes people just get lost in the relationship. So now they've just completely lost sight of themselves and they've lost sight of the other person, and it's just all about us, us, us.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, we're going to be talking about a new model today. And it's a developmental model that comes to looking at couples therapy. And what's interesting about it is, how do you create that balance between those three worlds? How do you create differentiation, which Daniel's going to read about in a second here, and have this sense of, you know, that sense of balance? Because that's what we keep coming back to. So in a relationship, you have those feel goods, those oxytocin hormones flying around, those chemicals flying around your brain. And so we could get addicted to love, literally.
They've actually done, like, there has been scientific research, I think, that has said that, you know, that those chemicals that get released, it's almost like the same chemicals that get released, like, if you try a drug, or the drugs that you can become addicted to. So it's, in some ways, it's like you can become addicted to this feeling, which then in turn makes you feel like you're addicted to this other person.
That's right. And it's like, how do I have separation between the other person and myself when I'm feeling essentially high, and that high is now gone away? So let's say it's been a year, because that drug does not last forever.
Right.
And sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year, sometimes a year and a half, but pretty much at some point that drug goes away and we're now in a different stage of that relationship. And I now have to deal with, whoa, who's that other person? But what I'm really dealing with is, what is, who am I, and how am I projecting and living through or with that other person?
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is differentiation. So Daniel, why don't you read these people's wonderful concept of what that means?
So when we hear the word differentiation, we think of it's an active ongoing process of defining oneself and activating oneself in the context of a close interpersonal relationship, while also risking separation, which I think is a really hard concept for some people, because when you think of that separation, especially when you're in a close relationship, or as you were talking about, you know, you have those feelings of euphoria and you're addicted, that it is, you know, it is this idea of risking that separation.
And so, yeah, I mean, it is risky, because if I become too connected to the other person, then I'm choking them off and I'm not allowing them to be who they need to be. And if I'm, you know, pretty much, you know, doing the other dance where I'm trying to create individuation or create a greater sense of self, then I'm having the other exact opposite and I'm pulling out. And so how am I staying connected to somebody? So we go through this little dance between these different states. And I wanted to start with the goal here, which is trying to have a healthy sense of self, a differentiation, while I'm also connecting to somebody else. So anyways, that's where we're going to get to.
I just want to touch on real quick, Scott, you know, you talk about this idea of, you know, the sense of self, and you sometimes will get people that, you know, they get into relationships when they don't necessarily have a positive relationship with themselves, or individuals who jump from relationship to relationship to relationship and don't allow the opportunity to just take a moment to have a relationship with themselves and to have a positive relationship with themselves, you know, which in turn would maybe allow them to have a positive relationship with another person.
Absolutely. And so again, it's the self versus others, or self with others. And so it's like, you know, they talk about separate selves, you know, the I and the we, and how do we come connected to that and not get lost in that. So instead of starting with the different stages of how we get there, let's start with the goals and then end with the goals. How's that sound?
I think that sounds good.
All right. So one of the goals, and again, I'm reading from this workshop that I just did from the Couples Institute, and they're talking about, let me read some of their goals, and then for yourself, you could think for yourself, does that work for you, where am I at in creating that? And do I need some more support? Which you never have to feel funny about. Again, we are not into guilt or shame or judgment or remorse about anything in this life. And so certainly if we feel like we need some more support to get there, which most relationships do, we didn't grow up with a manual in our hand of how to connect to somebody. And most people watch their parents struggle and had difficult relationships along the way. You know, it's this trial and error. So sometimes we really do need some support, and maybe that's a book, maybe it's a therapist, maybe it's some avenue of active engagement with your partner and say, let's try and create something much, much greater, more beautiful, more powerful than we've ever thought possible. Or maybe it's, I need to work on myself so that I can be fully invested in a relationship. Or maybe do the dance of both at the same time, which most of us kind of get stuck doing.
Absolutely. Right.
So let's start with the top here. What type of relationship do you want to create? A loving, intimate one, a secure partnership for yourself? What would you like to create and together? So you could go through these questions and you can ask them of yourself and have your partner ask them as well.
And again, I just want to add too, Scott, that these are just suggestions for people to try. There's no right or wrong. This is just identifying a different way to maybe look at relationships and try something new if you're, you know, wherever you're at in your relationship.
Absolutely. And see if it works for you. Again, we're not telling you right or wrong in this show at all. All we're doing is trying to get you to think for yourself. We're not here to tell you what the truth is. You're here to know for yourself what works.
Absolutely.
So think about the question. And again, I'm just reading some of these questions, which I really like some of the way they're approaching it. But again, modify what works for you. Don't take somebody else's word that this is the way to do it. So their first question is, what type of relationship do you want to create for yourself and for your partner? Second question, what kind of partner do you aspire to be? What kind of partner do you aspire to be?
I like this question because it's not looking at what kind of partner are you aspiring to have, but it's making an individual take a look at themselves rather than putting the focus on the other person.
Excellent point, because I can't control the other person ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, Danielle, I don't like the fact that you've got tattoos.
So this is something then that you have to deal with. That would be an internal thing that you're going to have to process. You don't like my tattoos. While I may have to suffer the consequences of you not liking my tattoos, that's an internal thing that you'll have to take a look at, not something that I'm going to have to take a look at.
Absolutely. But what you do also then affects the us. So again,
right.
There's this little dance we jump around between.
Mm-hmm.
So Danielle, you now weigh 600 pounds. I'm sorry that you've gained so much weight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're being self-destructive at some point. You know, and I got you might not have a choice. I got it might be your hormones. It could be a million things. But you're not taking care of you. For something's not working for you.
Right.
What's my responsibility to take care of you or to connect to you or to be attracted to you mm-hmm. because of what's going on with you? Again, no judgment, no blaming, just
which
go.
And it goes back to too. So, okay, so I weigh 600 pounds now. So now the issue becomes I need to start focusing on myself. I've at some point lost a sense of myself, and now that's why I weigh the 600 pounds. But then the other thing of it is you would need to not put all your focus into me either. You can't get lost in this idea that now I weigh 600 pounds. So now it's this sense of you have to figure things out for yourself. I need to figure out things for myself. And together we need to figure out things for us.
Absolutely. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's really the dance.
Right.
So the second question is, what kind of partner do you aspire to be? Third question, what will it take to close the gap between how you are and how you want to be? Let me read that again. What will it take to close the gap between how you are, right now and how you want to be in the future.
This is interesting because I think when you think about this, think about somebody who's like on the complete narcissistic end.
Mm-hmm.
You may have an individual that comes in and says, well, how I am, this is how I want to be. I don't want to change. I'm not going to change. I'm perfect the way I am.
Mm.
So, which then brings into back to this idea of the you, me, and us. Okay, that's great. You think how you are is the way you want to be. You're not going to change. So now it brings into, okay, well, you're going to have to then deal with the consequences of the other person not wanting to be with you or the other person wanting to change and do something different. So that's an interesting question to think about because you may have somebody that thinks the way that they are is the way that they want to be.
Absolutely. And who they are might not work, though.
Right.
For somebody else.
Right.
Okay. So, by the way, you're listening to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. And today we're talking about relationships in a little bit different way. We're reading some stuff from the Couples Institute, a workshop I just did over the weekend. And I thought there's some valuable stuff about it. There's some stuff I think there's some other ways to go about things. And then there's some stuff that I think all of us could utilize. And so, again, we take it with lots of grains of salt and go, what do we want to create? We're just here to spark some thinking and go, that's interesting. So the shows are archived on KRUU 100.1. You could go to their website, or you could go to our YouTube channel where we've got a bunch of them as videos now and getting more all the time at Art and Counseling Center on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. And do email us because we do love your emails and getting ideas of thoughts of what we can do differently. All right. So we're going through goal setting questions right now for the relationship. And we are just on the question, what will it take to close the gap between how you are and how you want to be? So again, taking it back to you. You can't control the other person. You can't change somebody else. Right? You cannot change somebody else. It does not work. They've got to choose for themselves that they're going to change themselves. No matter how destructive they're being or not being, that's their choice. That's called free will. The question is, how do we work together so we could work together as a team? Okay, fourth question. What is so distressing to your partner about you, your interaction? What is so distressing to your partner about you or your interaction?
What I'm starting to see kind of a pattern, a theme with these questions, Scott, and it's making people do a lot of self-reflection. So, you know, you get couples that come in or individuals and it's always a lot of blaming. It's always easy to point out the flaws in the other person and what the other person's doing wrong. These questions are making people think about what it is and that what role it is they're taking in the relationship, what it is that maybe they can change, and or even now this question, what is it that my partner sees that's destructive in me? So now we're starting to put ourselves in the minds of the partner to try to get a better sense of self and what it is that we're doing in the relationship.
And so it's important not to get defensive or right or wrong,
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
Like they could perceive you're evil, you're bad, you're good, you're this, you're that, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really matter. Perception is reality. And so the question is, what do I do with their perception? What am I doing with my perception? Right? Because my perception has become my reality. Whatever I perceive is there. So I like a sunny day, so I'm happy. Oh, it's rainy, so I'm sad. My power can't be outside me, so if I'm the one choosing what perception, how I'm seeing the world and what I'm doing with it, it gives me the power to then change it, mm-hmm, and create things to be even more better, powerful, whatever I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question. When things go wrong, do you take an active role in repairing distress?
Hmm.
When things go wrong, do you take an active role in repairing distress?
Interesting.
So that was the fifth question that they're asking. Interesting one to ask yourself and ask your partner. Again, come back to putting yourself in control of what's going on. You can't change somebody else, and if they don't want to dance, you ain't dancing.
Right.
Okay? Last question, number six. How do you support your partner in an ongoing way? How do you support your partner in an ongoing way?
Again, making you think about what it is that you do in the relationship, what you contribute to it, and how do you support your partner?
And so that's the goals here. And again, think for yourself, what are your goals? What is your stages to get there? And let me read a couple of what they're saying from a developmental perspective we're looking at. So they're saying a relationship goes through a cycle, and they're saying the first stage is bonding, in quotes, we are a couple, unquote. You enjoy time together, you form a strong couple's bond, you find shared values and areas of compatibility. Right? That's the stage of getting high with somebody.
Right.
Okay? Then you go into differentiation. We are different. Right? So essential formation for all later stages, expressing individual desires, understanding how your partner is truly different from you, developing ways to successfully manage differences and resolve conflicts, increasing tolerance for ambiguity and managing anxiety. We are different. So that's the second stage that they're describing.
And I think we think about that second stage, that can be a really difficult stage to, you know, you get couples that will come in that they've only been married for 5 years. And a lot of it is because I think they're starting to go through that stage of now we realize these are our differences. It's causing me so much distress. What do I do about it?
Exactly. Or the third stage that they say is practicing, in quotes, I like my independence, unquote. So we move from we are different to I like my independence. So developing a strong personal identity apart from the relationship. You're enjoying your career, your hobbies, volunteering, community involvement, having separate friends, consolidating self-esteem. So how think about a relationship just like a life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these stages we all go through of coming together, of pulling apart, of coming together again. And how do we do that in our lives? And again, this isn't always just intimate relationships. These are all our relationships.
Friendships. You could think about coworkers. You can think about
my relationship to my work, my career, anything. My whatever it is.
Well, and I think it's also important to mention, too, this is, you know, you think about these questions and this process and not getting stuck or lost. And, you know, I hear a lot of times, well, it used to be this way. Or I used to feel this way. Or, you know, we used to do these things together.
My expectation is, right? So it's, again, I'm living in the past or I'm living in the future.
Or even living in that, you know, when we think about to when you first start a relationship, again, going back to that idea of this high feeling, this it's wonderful, it's great. Sometimes people even get lost in that feeling. Mm. So it may be that the person that they're with now is the relationship maybe has run its course, it's over, whatever the relationship is. But the problem is they're still so stuck in the way that they felt at the beginning.
Yes.
That they've now lost complete sense of reality or whatever it is.
Well, how's that different from any drug?
Right.
You know? And all of us, or even just our habits, which are almost the worst drugs of all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get addicted to living a certain way, of doing a certain thing. Think about your habits throughout your entire day. How many habits do you have, from driving your car to walking a certain way to brushing your teeth to how you interact with people? Okay, fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4s, rapprochement. So, in quotes, moving closer, moving close, and moving away, unquote. So, at this stage of the relationship, how am I solidifying the ability to move close and move apart? How do I spend more time together again after wanting we're different and having independence? How do we want to come back together? How do I deepen my sexual connection once the, to say the quote, my thrill is gone, right? How do I get that sexuality is not about sexuality? Sex is between the ears, not between my legs, right? Sex is about connection.
Right.
And how do I allow that to be alive again so I could connect to my partner?
Or the feeling of closeness, the feeling of intimacy. So sometimes it's not even so much just about the sex. It's, I don't even feel close to the partner. There's no intimacy anymore.
Yes. And you have to reestablish that. At this stage, developing security and allowing your partner to make decisions for you. Sometimes your partner is better at certain things. Certainly my partner is better at a whole host of things than I am, and I accept that.
Yes.
And maybe once in a while she'll accept that I'm better at some things than her, but that's okay. Giving to the partner even when it's inconvenient. Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Right? So sometimes you gotta get outside yourself.
Right.
Shifting back to the relationship for more intimacy and emotional sustenance. Okay. So again, we'll go through these stages again in a second here. And then let me get to the last one because we're running tight on time. Synergy, last stage. In quotes, 1 + 1 = 2, unquote. And at this last stage, we're integrating intimacy into ongoing life and sexuality, committing to joint projects and work, leaving a legacy, which I love. So in this task of couples' developmental stages, we're moving from bonding, we are a couple, differentiation, we are different, practicing, I like my independence, rapprochement, moving closer away, and moving close and moving away, and synergy, 1 + 1 = 2. And I love this final thought, leaving a legacy.
It's a powerful statement, leaving a legacy.
So when we think of the goal setting that we start with, you know, it's the same kind of concept. How are you allowing yourself to grow into what you'd like to create for yourself? What kind of relationships do you want in your life? And again, we often think of this as with our partner, but you know, I'm a therapist, and I've been a counselor and a psychologist and family therapist for a long time, 24 years now. And I've trained lots and lots of people as a professor and as a supervisor and all kinds of stuff. And I see people going in and out of connecting to, like, enamored with the field and then trying to have some distance and then reconnecting again. Hmm. And it's like wanting to make a difference and then getting lost and needing to make a difference or needing to have some boundaries. And it's the trap between it. So it's not even relationships. It's with our work.
Well, it's with any area of life. It's creating balance. It's really creating balance in all areas of life with any relationship.
We could just have that as the theme of every show, can't we?
It's all about balance.
Well, thank you. Let's read these last goal-setting questions one last time. Danielle, okay. Why don't you read them real quick, and then we'll end our show.
So what type of relationship do you want to create? What kind of partner do you aspire to be? What will it take to close the gap between how you are and how you want to be? What is so distressing to your partner about you or your interaction? When things go wrong, do you take an active role in repairing distress? And how do you support your partner in an ongoing way? Again, these are just the goal-setting questions to think about in any relationship, not just a partner or spouse. Again, it's all about balance.
It's all about balance. And again, this is just to inspire you to come up with your own questions and your own answers for what works for you today in your life. Thank you so much for listening in today. Mental Health Matters Care, UU 100.1 on FM dial. Do email us and do stay in touch. We love hearing from you. Thank you so much. And be in balance today.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.